This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I got to put this one on Lamp.
Everybody dance.
Because when he plays this, I know B's going to sing, but I actually want to get to the guests as fast as possible on this one.
To.
Maybe Gary will sing it with you.
Fiesta forever.
Speaking of Fiesta, joining us now on the Rude Guest Hotline is our friend Mr. Gary Clark. Gary, what's going on, man? How are you?
Hey, what's going on, guys? How y'all doing?
We good, brother,
we're
man.
Great, man.
What's happening?
Two-time Super Bowl champion.
I'm trying to be Mitch. I want to sing like B. Mitch.
We can have him play the music some more.
When I start singing, the dogs start howling. No.
I just said I wanted to sing like B. Mitch, not that I could sing like B.
Mitch. Gary, I know you had a big event over the weekend that I want to talk about, but I'd like to start anyway with the trade for Deebo Samuel. You won 2 Super Bowls with the Redskins, 4 Pro Bowls. You know what it was like. Obviously, the posse is a pretty legendary receiving group between you, Ricky Sanders, and Art Monk. What's it like to be in a receiver room that has a number of kind of dog top options on it?
Well, I mean, it's always good to have, for a quarterback especially, it's always good to have a host of receivers. A lot of teams have 1 to 2 really good receivers, but when you have 2 to 3 really good receivers, that makes it extremely hard for a defense to try to shut somebody down because you can't double everybody, you know. And with Terry McLaurin, and I mean, Terry's just a beast. And then you have Deebo coming in now, who's already proven himself to be legendary. So it's going to be a nice addition, I believe.
Hey, like, Ricky was a deep threat. Art was that guy who run those medium routes. You would just take it. You go deep. You would take it short, go to distance. Having guys that do different things and you know they do them well, how much strain does that put on a defense?
I mean, a lot, quite honestly. I mean, because seriously, back when we played and we did have the posse, like, you kind of pick your poison, and a lot of times you picked wrong. I mean, honestly, between all of us, Ricky Sanders does not get the credit he deserves. There's nothing Ricky could do. He could go short. He could go mid-range. He could go deep. Quite honestly, Art, too. I mean, people forget before me and Ricky got there, Art was our long-range receiver, along with Charlie Brown, of course. But when you got guys who are really, really believe in themselves, like I know Terry does, and I'm pretty sure this Deebo does as well. I don't know him, unfortunately, but I'm pretty sure based off his playing ability that he does definitely believe in himself. When you have that air about yourself, you ain't got to tell you, B. Mitch, like, you like, punt it to me. I don't care if somebody's right in my face, I'm going to catch it, make this person miss and take it to the house. When you got people that got that type of mentality, it's extremely hard to shut them down because at some point in time, they just get mad. They get mad when you shut them down on one play, you shut them down on 2 play. And the best thing about playing receiver, you can shut me down all day, but if I still get one on you, I got one on you and I score a touchdown.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, what do you make just of having watched Deebo, kind of the level of physicality he brings as a wideout? I mean, he's He's a different dude.
He has
man.
Your mindset, and he runs the ball like I would try and run it, Gary.
I mean, that's just that's the type of mindset you want everybody to have, because if you can run the ball like B. Mitch, like B. Mitch is running through people as well as making them miss. I was going to make you miss. I was not going to try to run through you because I didn't have that capability like a B. Mitch. When you got somebody that can do all those things, that's special. And again, lining them up beside Terry. I mean, Terry Mack, a beast, man. I mean, I've never quite honestly, he's one of the best I've ever seen play the game. And this is in the beginning of his career. If he can maintain that throughout the rest of his career, having those two guys together is just going to be, I like our chances of going back to the championship game and winning it this time.
That would be something, man, going to a Super Bowl. We're talking with Gary Clark. You can give him a follow at Gary Clark Inc. on X. Gary Clark, two-time Super Bowl winner with the Redskins. And I just found this. B. Mitch and Doc always give me a hard time. I like to tweet out quotes from our guests as the show goes on. And I searched, and on Twitter, on X, they have a GIF of that. I feel like I always bring this up when we talk. That Monday night game against the Giants in the Meadowlands, you caught that bomb, like a 60-yarder from Rip to take the lead in that game. That play action, Rip kind of rolled to his left, I think. It was cool to watch. I love that, watching that play. I imagine you remember it fondly.
I did, because I dropped one a little earlier, so I had to make it up.
Wideouts, man. Always remember the drop.
Because that Giants game was, I mean, the Giants were our Achilles heels for about 3 years in a row. So those games, I hated the Giants more than I hated the Cowboys, just because, you know, anytime you get beat six times by a team in a row, that has to stick in your gum. And, you know, have an opportunity to come back and win that game. And it really just nobody – we were definitely 91 was the best team. For me, the best team in NFL history, quite honestly. I really do believe that in terms of Super Bowl teams.
I kind of agree with you.
But we didn't get our props until we beat the Giants. Even though we was like 7-0 or 8-0 before we played the Giants, something like that, we didn't get our props until we beat the Giants, when people truly believe, because the Giants had beat us three years before, both games each season. So it was anytime I could play well against the Giants, which most of my best receiving games were probably against the Giants statistically wise. It was a big deal for us, especially that year, because we knew how good we were as a football team.
Yeah, I mean, that team was loaded. I think obviously now for the Commanders, you've got McLaurin, you've got Deebo Samuel, who's a different kind of receiver altogether. He's a different guy. And then you've got Luke McCaffrey under contract. What did you – obviously he was a rookie, kind of converting to a lot of things, right? He had to get used to the speed of the NFL, and he's still kind of learning the position after playing quarterback for most of his life. What did you think of Luke as a rookie, and where do you think he could grow this year?
I mean, I think football's in his blood, as we all know. I mean, he comes from a family of ball players who play at that level. So,
right.
I mean, I think it's just in his blood. I think he knows how to pivot very quickly, you know, at the end of the day. I mean, anytime when I saw him as a return guy, I just kind of smiled. I was like, okay, he's going to return as well. I mean, that was kind of interesting to me as well. I mean, good return, man. He's no B. Mitch. Definitely not a B. Mitch. But to be able to go back there and do that, it's kind of more like a Ricky Sanders, where Ricky was a utility guy when we first got him. Ricky did a little bit of everything.
Mm-hmm.
Return kicks, you know, every now and then return punts. But he didn't find his groove to his receiver until his second or third year. That's when he really found his groove and became the type of guy that we knew him to be. And I think McCaffrey's going to be similar to what Ricky Sanders was. Well, he could almost probably be the best receiver on the team if he puts in the work every year.
Yeah, that's actually a really cool comp. I mean, mm-hmm. if he gets close to Ricky. I have said this before. I still don't understand why Ricky Sanders' name isn't in the Ring of Honor. That's just a miss to me. The damn president called him out. I mean, remember Ronald Reagan looking to throw
Ricky
a pass?
Sanders?
Yeah, like he should be in the Ring of Honor just for that. Maybe that's something the new owners aren't even aware of, and will.
That's what I think. I think the owners just aren't aware of it. Even quite honestly, even before I got put in, I remember Mr. Snyder apologized because he thought I was already in.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I mean, a lot of people, I mean, he thought I was already in when it came to his attention that I wasn't in. then they put him into the Ring of Fame. So, I mean, Ricky Sanders definitely deserves to be in there. I mean, come on now. We don't win Super Bowl 22 without Ricky Sanders.
All right. Yeah. We're going to say this loud for everyone to hear, and a lot of folks listen. Let's get Ricky in this year.
Let's do it.
That's the easy one.
I will be long overdue.
Yeah.
Long overdue.
I will send a text on that
Slick.
One. I will send a text on that one. Going forward, Gary, what do you think this offense still needs? Obviously, they could lose a lot, right? I think you got to get Ertz back. Questions on the line. Maybe you're adding a running back. Like, where do you think offensively they have to add?
I think they got to just tighten up the offensive line a little bit better. I mean, we're fortunate that Jaden's able to escape a lot of things that comes his way. But if we tighten it up a little longer, I mean, it's going to be unbelievable what they're able to do. I mean, the same team didn't go into the championship game, is what I feel like. The same team didn't go into the championship game. You take one play away, and I'm not throwing anybody under the bus, by the way. I'm not trying to throw anybody under the bus. But on that fourth down play in the first half, they shut down that fourth down fade route that got caught.
Mm-hmm.
We get the ball. It's fourth down. 10 yards, win field goal range down there.
Right.
We go in winning that game, not winning, leading 15-14 at half. Leading. But they scored a touchdown based on that great fade route that the guy caught. And then we fumbled the ball, and then they scored another touchdown. That's a 14-point swing in less than 2 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
It's kind of hard to overcome that.
That's it. That's the difference in the game. Momentum's everything. And when the team has momentum, then they really, because then they really start to believe in themselves. And then when you do something like that and you give it up, you start not believing in yourself. So, mm-hmm. I mean, we're a step away. I can relate. My first championship game, I lost to the Giants. Damn Giants. Lost to the Giants. You know, I went into that game feeling good about myself. It's like my first Pro Bowl year. You know, I'm kind of cocky. I'm a little arrogant. And I didn't have a good game. And I didn't practice that week, that Friday. You know how you Friday we come up, B. Mitch?
Mm-hmm.
I passed on it. You know, the rest of my hamstrings, had like a bum ankle, just rested it. But that was just, I should have went out that Friday. So, but I lost my first championship game. And because I didn't play good, and I'm guaranteeing you, hopefully a lot of players felt this way on the Commanders. I made a deal with myself. If I ever had a chance to get into a championship game again, I was not going to lose. Because if you get to the championship, why lose the damn game? I would rather just not even play.
Yeah.
You know, to get in the championship and lose. Because the next step is the Super Bowl. How can I do that? That's something every player's wishing for their whole life. And you get there, and you have a nerve to have a bad game like I did. I never forgave myself, quite honestly. Mm-hmm. You're talking about a grown man crying. I cried after the game. I cried for at least 3 months once a week after that was over.
Wow.
But I went to work the very next day when I got home. Then very that simple.
That's been a hell of a morning. I think, Gary, I love hearing that.
See, they think I'm the only person that get a little hyped up. I tell everybody, pound for pound, you're the baddest man I've ever met.
I appreciate that, B.
Well, Gary, I think one thing you'll love is I was in the locker room after they lost to Philly in the title game. I was in the locker room the next morning when they did locker clean out and had to deal with all the, you know, life comes at you fast. The day you lose, your season's over, and you gotta you get a box and you gotta put all your stuff in it. There was not a single person that was happy with how it went. Happy that they got to the title game, happy about the season. They were all just pissed they lost. And I think when I saw Jaden at the Super Bowl, I don't know, 10 days later or whatever, he was still just pissed they weren't playing. And I think that kind of leadership, even from a young guy, it is the right mindset. Nobody was happy with how it went, you know?
That's important to me. Like, there's nothing worse, you know, especially I call it, I guess, the old school players. There's nothing worse than seeing a team when they lose a football game, for me anyhow, to see them go across the field, hug the other freaking players on the other team who just kicked their butt, You know, don't get me wrong. I'm about sportsmanship, but I'll catch you 3 weeks after the season's over, and then we can talk about how you guys kicked our butt. But I'm not going to go hug you after you just kicked our butt. I'm pissed off. I'm trying to figure out what I did wrong that allowed that to happen and what my teammates did wrong to allow that to happen. Mm-hmm. So I'm so glad to hear that these guys were upset about the loss. They don't have any smiles on their face, because when I see somebody has a smile on their face after somebody just kicked our butt and he's my teammate, I want to punch him in the face. That's what it is. I mean, just what it is. I don't get it. What do we have to be happy about?
Yeah.
There's nothing to be happy about. We just lost. There's nothing good about losing. Nothing.
Right.
There's nothing. People say you learn from it, and I get that. You do learn from losing, but you know what? That's one time I just want to be stupid. I don't want to lose. I just don't. I don't like it. There's nothing about it. It does not make me feel good. All it does make me drive harder, though. When we did lose that game against the Giants, I tell you, I was on a mission for the following season. I hope the same thing happens to our team this year, that we go back to the championship game, but we win the championship game. Everybody who didn't play as good in the last championship game plays better, and it gives us a chance to really go and show what we can do in the Super Bowl. You know, I'm so mad. I mean, I'm 2-3 in NFC championship games, and that one game that we lost pisses me off. But I'm 2-0 in Super Bowls. So the key is being undefeated in Super Bowls. If you can do that, then you'll be happy. Not completely happy because you lost the championship game, but you're going to be happy for the rest of your life.
I think a lot of the guys on the team now, adding Deebo Samuels with a Terry, they have the mindset that you have. These guys are going to work, you know. And when you get receivers that work like that, then you can change your team. As Dan Quinn said the other day, he wants those skill position players that are violent.
Yeah,
Deebo is violent. Terry. Once you start talking a little trash to Terry, becomes very violent.
Terry between the lines is a bulldog.
Terry's a beast, man. I mean, this is what I like about Terry. He's kind of a combination of me, Art, and Ricky tied into one. He has Ricky's hands, he has Art discipline, and he has my passion. But the best thing about him, like, unlike me, where I'm going to let it come all out at you, he can hold it inside, kind of like Art did. You know, he can hold it inside, but he's still passionate. He wants to win. He's not your friend after the game if they lose. That's not Terry. He's well disciplined. He's not going to say something stupid like I would say. You know, he's not going to be like, F you, because that's made to my friends on the other team if they beat us. I'm not happy. If you win the game, I go lie to him and be like, you know what, we lucked up today, guys. You guys should have won. We just lucked out. I'll be that way if we won the game. If we lost the game, I'm not shaking your hand. I'm going in the locker room and figure out what the hell I did wrong.
Yeah. Talking with our friend Gary Clark here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude is the most reliable HVAC products in the DMV. Give Gary a follow at Gary Clark, Inc., INC. Dude, got to ask about the event this weekend. B-Mitch was telling me about it. Be describing the location of this thing, how big it was, how there were all these different areas. Tell us about what you put together and how it helped.
I'll tell you what, we just wanted to do a tribute gala to players, you know, past and present at the end of the day. When it came down to it, B-Mitch and Santana Moss, they were our legends that we wanted to celebrate and pay tribute to, because honestly, I don't think B-Mitch ever gets enough credit for to be the best at what you do and better than everybody else. I mean, better than everybody else. That's just huge. And Tana doesn't get, the cowboy killer, you know, he's known for being the cowboy killer, but he was a complete receiver all the way around. And to any time you play 14 plus years, I didn't play 14 plus years in this league. Anytime you can play that and still play at the same type of, Tanner could have played another 3 years if he wanted to, quite honestly. I mean, that's how good he was. To maintain that conditioning, that speed, and that he was a gentleman about the game. But I know internally he's not a gentleman. Internally he is not a gentleman. He wants to put a knife through you every single time. And B. Mitch, again, like I was telling people before, I still don't believe B. Mitch was a quarterback. I think that's a lie. I don't think he ever played that position. I think he was a linebacker playing quarterback. I've never seen anybody come in and attack. Not a quarterback. They're worried about getting hurt. B. Mitch was never that way. From the time he came in and put on a uniform, he wanted to fight everybody his rookie year in training camp, like everybody. I've never seen anybody do that before. And then to see what he did as a return guy, never been a return guy, not ever until he got into the NFL, that's just simply amazing. What he was able to do, how he was able to do it, and the way he carried himself. And the best thing about B. Mitch is he's going to tell you the truth. Good or bad, he's going to tell you the truth. And that's what you can appreciate your teammates to do. That's all you want. Mm-hmm. Just be straight up with me. Tell me the truth. If I suck, let me know that I suck. It's okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, if I'm not a man that can accept when I play bad and you're trying to get me to play better, then that's the problem. B. Mitch always brought guys together, made them play better. And the worst thing Washington ever did, and it could be one of the best things for B. Mitch, is they gave up on him for a second. He goes to Philly and makes them pay for it. Every single time that he plays them, I sit there and shook my head. I used to be like, why piss B. Mitch off? That's the one person you don't want to piss off.
Yeah.
It's the one person you don't want to do, because he's going to come back and hurt you. Same mentality. We have the exact same mentality.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I think the best locker rooms have that, like, self-policed, self-discipline. Oh, yeah. And I think when you have that, when coaches don't have to step in, it really lifts a team up.
Totally.
Gary, last thing for me, I was listening to Doc over the weekend, maybe on Sunday, and he said Gary Clark is the new DMV Don King. That man can promote an event. So I don't know if you've ever been compared to Don King, but congratulations.
I hope not. I don't want to be Don. I definitely couldn't be Don, but I don't want to be Don either. But no, I mean, it's just something that when I get something in my mindset, I try to make it happen. I try to make it happen the best way that I can. And but I was very fortunate to have great sponsors that allowed us to put on such a great event for B. Mitch and Tana and Terry McGlynn. I mean, it allowed us to really be able to do it. Patty Pierre-Lenardi, Firefly Sellers. I mean, without her contribution, I wouldn't be able to reward B. Mitch and Tana the way that we did. But they're well-deserved, and I hope to take it and make it an annual thing where each year I'm already asking, you know, Tana and B. Mitch, people that they think deserve the opportunity to win the same type of award, which is our NFL legend. Our NFL Legend of the Year Award. That's the way I look at it.
Very cool, man. Well, Gary, thank you for making time.
Appreciate
for
you,
us,
brother, man.
Appreciate
thank
it.
You guys.
All right, bro.
Gary.
Hi, man.
Gary Clark. Give him a follow at Gary Clark Inc. Just an absolute badass.
He's a badass,
for
man.
The burgundy and gold for many, many seasons. 8 years in Washington, almost 9,000 receiving yards. And surely this total can't be right. 58 touchdowns. 58 touchdowns in 8 seasons.
Oh,
damn.
That's doing it.
That's a dude getting it done at a very high level. Another dude getting it done at a very, very high level is our friend Paul Henry. I was chilling in my sunroom all weekend pretty much. I love it. He has completely transformed my house. The windows keep it nice and warm. It was windy as hell. Was it windy by you?
Yeah.
Dude,
yeah.
The wind was howling, and we didn't have a single draft come through the house because we got Paul Henry windows and doors. You should do the same thing. All month long, get 10% off windows with a 5-window minimum and 10% off doors at Paul Henry's window installation.
You know, Jay, I realized the same thing. You know, normally when you get those big gusts of wind, you would always feel a little draft coming through the windows and doors and things like that. But I noticed this weekend I didn't have it on. My pool is no longer covered because the pool cover completely blew off. So I got to get that reinstalled. But Paul did a great job when he came to my house, took care of all my windows and my doors. So you can call Paul right now to receive 10% off windows with a 5-window minimum and 10% off doors. Contact Paul Henry's Window Installation today and tell him B. Mitch and Finley sent you. PaulHenry'sWindows.com, your clear home improvement choice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Jeff, I should have given this to you when you were just in here, and my bad for not doing that. Shout out to Danny Frank. He gave me this Pusha T bobblehead, and he said it's for you. I guess you said you wanted this at one point. They gave it out.
Hey, I appreciate you for that. Yeah, that was a while back.
Do you want it, or do you want it to be in the wall of bobbleheads here in the studio?
Let's add it to the bobbleheads in the studio.
Okay. That's B. Mitch's department. B is the bobblehead placer. Show the stream what it is when you get it out of the box. It's the Pusha T bobblehead the Wiz gave away at some point that Danny had for Jeff. So, right. Shout out to
appreciate you, Danny.
Yeah, man.
Way to go, D. Get Jeff on the road one day. He'll hang out with us.
We got a lot of bobbleheads in here, and many of them, I don't even know who they are.
There we go.
Why
are we so far behind?
Yeah, White Brian, step it up. We have Screech with the Pride flag. We got Elena Deladon, TJ here. I'm going to show everybody on the stream just how messy everything is here. But look at all these bobbleheads, man. Racing Presidents. I think that's Tiafo. Mike Rizzo with a backwards hat. A whole bunch of Nats. That was the Kyle Finnegan Star Wars joint. And bang, Pusha T has joined the club. Obviously, it was a busy week last week in Indy for the NFL, but it's a busy week in D.C., just sports in general. Caps are stumbling a little bit. We're going to talk to John Walton coming up at 1 o'clock, kind of get an update there.
Come back and you score 2 touchdowns in 2 games. You know I'm going to stumble a little bit.
Yeah, I think maybe they just came back so hot and then came down to earth a little bit. I'm going to the game tonight. B's going to the game tonight. Tischler, Ahmet, Danny. Kerwin's going to the game tonight, B. So, should be fun. They could really use a dub. Maybe a weird 6:30 start time. I don't really know what to make of that, B.
I think it's 6:30 most times now.
Nah, dude. Weird, baseball bro. Has moved up, but I don't think hockey has.
Man, last time I went to the game, 6:30.
Maybe on a weekend.
Yeah, but...
It's a
Monday, dog.
Is it like... on Apple TV or something? Usually when there's a different time, it's like because it's streaming. Or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know either. We'll ask Walton. But B, the combine is now over. Everybody kind of, all the measurements are in. All the stuff has happened. And I think you start to look at who maybe helped themselves this week. And this was actually, if you remember when we had Jordan Reed on the show last week, he talked about this dude Connerly from Oregon. Connerly had a really good week. I'm reading now from NFL.com. Connerly is not the biggest left tackle in this year's draft class. Mm-hmm. 6'4", almost 6'5", 6'4", and 5'8", 311 pounds, 33.5-inch arms. But he might have been the smoothest mover in drills at the combine. His 1.71 second 10-yard split and 34.5-inch vertical. 3'10", 34.5-inch vertical. Matched the fluid explosion he showed in drills. Connerly was low and quick in pulling drills and pass pro work. It's going to be tough for teams picking late in the first round to pass on him.
Mm.
I know a team picking late in the first round.
Yeah, I know a team picking late that probably need an offensive lineman.
Totally. And I think, you know, Dan Quinn got asked about, are you committed to kind of your best five, or are you committed to the linemen you have at the positions they're at? And there's been some discussion around Brandon Coleman. If you move him inside, would he be better? I think I was listening to Doc yesterday. I think he had Kedrick Golston on. I came in late in the interview, mm-hmm. so I wasn't exactly sure who it was, but it sounded like Ked to me. And he was saying Coleman could be a really good guard. Here's what's almost crazy about this Connerly conversation. So Connerly, 6'4 and 5'8", 311, 33.5-inch arms, mm-hmm. right? Coleman, 6'4 and a half, 313, 34 and 5'8" length arms. They're
34 and 5'8"?
Yeah.
That's some long arms.
Well, and I'm saying, like, that's pretty comparable, though.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, and I don't know.
Because I was looking at that stuff. They were talking about the threshold is normally right around 33 inches for your arms. And if a guy arms are shorter than 33, they automatically say you're a tackle. I mean, you're a guard.
Right.
And then you get some guys come out there with some damn arms dragging the ground. They go, okay, move my tackle.
Now, what's crazy, even crazier, so what really, the metric that really stood out was his 10-yard split in the 40, right?
Mm-hmm.
Connerly's 311, and he ran a 1.71 first 10.
Okay.
Coleman's was 1.73.
Ain't that much off. But, dude, they look at those hundredths of a second, and they make it into something.
Connerly, 34.5-inch vertical. Coleman's, 34.
Their measurables are very close.
Yeah, and, I mean, what will be really pretty fascinating is Connerly could still make a ton of sense. And Washington last year, Peters got asked about this, and he kind of laughed it off. At some point, we do have to have a little bit more of an honest conversation. Like, yo, Washington wants to build from the inside out. No bleep. Yeah. Like, that's how good teams are built. Like, some of this isn't that scientific. And Peters is like, yeah, we draft athletic guys. They're pro athletes. Like, of course athleticism is important. Yeah. You know what I mean?
But, like, the kid Will Campbell, he went there as one of the top linemen, shorter than 33-inch arms. So, it started like, we'll have to see.
Right? And like, what if he goes the other way?
Yep. So, and I did see the big kid, Mimbo, right here. It's a big boy.
Yeah. Oh, was that the dude that was grunting? Did you see the video of the dude that was just grunting away? You brought up Campbell, who a lot of people liked as a tackle, as like a top 10. Tyler Booker's another guy from Bama. I got to be honest.
His stock is down.
With
he ran a 1.96 10 split.
Yeah. I think, especially with the O-line, dude. What do you think the breakdown in evaluating an offensive lineman, tape versus combine athletic traits, whatever, should be? 90 to 10?
I want to see the tape because there are some
The measurables
guys,
matter.
Yeah, measurables matter, but if he gets on the field and he beats everybody in front of him and those guys that he beats are some of the best out there, I'm not going to put the measurables over that. All I know, when he locks up in front of somebody, his competitiveness takes over.
That's what's most important.
That's the thing about those. You have to be. It's delicate, man. It's a delicate balance of what you're looking at. If you go all measurable or all the other side, you miss out on something. It has to be a combination of both.
You know what else needs to be a combination? When you're moving. because you're also going to need storage. And you know who you should call? Metropolitan Moving and Storage. They've taken care of damn near this whole radio station. I've known these guys since high school. I partied with them in college. They have built an incredibly successful business, man. They are the best moving and storage company in the D.C. area. Hit them up. My boy Justin sent us this very nice card. McCarty, appreciate you. Seriously, this company is family-owned, family-operated, and they can handle any move you've got, residential or commercial. Whatever your needs are, give them a shout and try to figure it out. They can handle all your storage. They can pack your boxes. Say you want to sell your house, but you got to stage all your furniture. Well, what are you going to do with it? Call Metropolitan because they can take your house. They can take all the furniture out of your house, store it until you sell it, and then move it into the new crib. These guys have an answer for whatever your logistical needs are, or if you have some high-end stuff, chandeliers, art, they can package all that stuff up. They'll send a moving consultant to your home or your office, talk about your move in advance, and give you a free on-site estimate. One of the biggest things they feature, though, is if you're looking for long-distance moving, Metropolitan Moving and Storage will provide a dedicated truck and crew for your long-distance move. That means no truck space sharing and a pinpoint delivery date and time. No truck space sharing is huge in an industry where most folks are making you share your stuff, meaning it gets lost, it gets banged up. That's not how these guys operate. Take it from me, man. Hit up Justin over at Metropolitan Moving and Storage, 301-279-0090. 301-279-0090. Tell them JP Finley told you to call.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
It was announced this morning. The Nats sent out a press release. I got the Nats press release. I'm sure the Orioles sent out a press release. The Nats are getting out of the Masson mess. It's a big deal, dude.
Well, maybe we can get some players now and spend some money.
So this is the last year of Masson as we know it with the Nats and the Orioles on Masson. Next year, the Nats, I believe, are free agents. They control their own television rights. This means whatever the back-owed money, all of this stuff is now settled. And when the Orioles finally got sold, when Angelos, I think, died and they finally moved forward, everybody thought that would happen. The new dude, I think it's Rubenstein, right?
Yeah.
Said, we're going to work through this as businessmen, not as lawyers. I think this is great news for Washington.
Yeah.
I think let's get Barry on tomorrow, please, to talk about this. I think a lot of smart, informed folks have pointed out to me that when the learners stopped spending money coincided with COVID, and a lot of real estate moguls probably were impacted by COVID, and the learner family certainly real estate moguls.
Mm-hmm.
But also this, the Massett stuff just continued to be a drain on the finances.
Hell yeah.
Even the deal that MLB signed to bring a team to Washington was rigged from the beginning. I think people just hoped that it would get kind of fixed over the years, but then Angelo's just lived to be 150 or whatever.
Hey, man. It's kind of hard to give it up when you're making money from it.
Right. You like to think with this done, the only thing we know is that the Nationals officially will take control of their television rights starting next season.
Don't know where it's going.
That's the only thing we know.
Mm-hmm.
The only other things I'd say we know is Ted Leonsis has said on the record, he said it in an interview, that one, he's interested in buying the Nationals. Two, he wants the Nationals to be on Monumental Sports Network.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know that he has to own them to get them on the network or if there's just some agreement that could work out. I mean,
well, the agreement, it's got to be, if he's not owning it, it's got to be beneficial to the Nationals.
Sure, but it could. I think just about anything is going to be more beneficial than the deal they were getting from Masson.
Still, if you just come out of a deal that wasn't your way, you want this one to be leaning your way.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I wonder, I mean, B, you and I, for many years, worked at the predecessor to Monumental Sports Network under a bunch of different names, CSN Mid-Atlantic, NBC Sports Washington. Like, we worked there, right?
Yeah.
And the big hole throughout our time there was summer programming. You know what I mean?
Totally.
So if they can get baseball, that thing is...
It would be a hell of a plus.
It'd be a hell of a plus. I think it'd be a win-win. Because if you get this deal functioning again, ideally the Nats start spending some cash.
That's the hope.
Right.
is the hope.
You know, whatever you want to say about the Wizards' current situation, but Leonsis, throughout his time as an owner, has spent money.
Mm-hmm.
None of his stars go away, probably to Washington's detriment in that you pay Wall, you pay Beal.
True that.
And then finally you're able to deal him away. But, like, Ovi, Baxter, I mean, even though Baxter and Oshie, their careers are likely over, like, those dudes weren't going anywhere because Ted pays his stars. In baseball, especially when you see the young talent on this Nats roster, if it starts to develop and you have a proactive owner – that is going to lock up a dude like the Braves model. Like what the Mets and the Phillies and the Dodgers, they just pay everybody when they get to free agency.
Yeah.
The Braves have not done that. The Braves have drafted, developed well, and then paid their guys to lock them up for a really long time.
Yeah.
You could try to go after that Braves model if you spend wisely. And the Braves are still a top 10 club in spending,
mm-hmm.
but they're not signing Soto to $750 million.
Yeah.
I think
it works for some people. It doesn't work for others.
I think this is great news, dude. I don't know what exactly it means, but it's easy to...
Let's just hope it means something better than what it's been meaning.
Bingo.
That's all you got.
It's very hard for me to believe this doesn't represent some level of significant improvement. And I want my O's to be good, too, so hopefully they figure out their TV rights, too. Great news for the Nats and for
baseball fans. See, what you just stated is why it took all this so long to happen. When old man was up there, he had fans here. And then when you brought in this team, you were going to take his fans and his money. He's like, nah, you're taking money out of my pocket, so I'm holding on to this as long as I can.
Sure.
That's why he did it, because there were so many fans down here.
Bro, there's a reason they built Camden Yards on the south side of Baltimore, and it was really easy for Washington people to get up there, you know?
Yep.
But whatever, that's a conversation for a different day. Today is a good day to be a Nats fan. I think there's a lot of positive momentum with the organization. I didn't realize this. 20 years of Nats baseball in Washington.
20.
That makes me feel old. You know, I wrote
Man, it's like it just popped up like yesterday, man.
I wrote a paper at Maryland. I had to write like an opinion piece. I wrote a paper on why Washington should have its own baseball team. And they've been here 20 years. That makes me feel old as hell.
You're not old, though.
When we come back, Matt Maiocco, we're going to ask him, what did Washington get in Debo?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.